All right, let's skip down to the next ingredient. Itmar. Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Galiot. 2 days of Yom Tov, like we have here in Boston. Rav Amar Nolda Bazeh Muteret Bazeh. Remember that an egg that's laid on Yom Tov you're not allowed to use. But suppose the egg was laid on the first day of Yom Tov. Can you use it on the second day? Rav Amar Nutel Dolda Bazeh Muteret Bazeh. Rav Asi Amar Nolda Bazeh Asur Abazeh. Lema Kasava Rav Asi Kedusha Achati. Has this been formulated as this Yom Tov, 2 days of Yom Tov, is 1 48-hour Kedusha? Baharavasi mahdil me Yom Tov alachavrei. Rav Yassi went so far as to make Havdalah at the end of the first day of Yom Tov. Ravasi svuka mesapik levavi hachiluchomo avi hachiluchomo. Why it's a chomo to make Havdalah is not clear to me, but that's what he says. Amar Rav Zera, kavateda Ravasi mestavra. It's logical that Ravasi's principle that this is all considered one solid Yom Tov is reasonable. Daha idna yadinan bekviya diarcha. Nowadays, after all, we have a fixed calendar, so we know exactly when all of the holidays are going to occur. Vekav dinan tre yom. And we still, nevertheless, have 2 days of Yom Tov. In the olden times, where there might have been some reason that they didn't know what the Beit Din was going to do, whether it be Mekadesh l'chodesh or not, then there was some reason to say that either the first day is Yom Tov or the second day is Yom Tov. So therefore, if the egg was born on the first day, then if the first day was Yom Tov, then the second day is certainly not Yom Tov, and you're allowed to use the egg. And if the first day was not Yom Tov, the egg was laid on Chol. So either way, you win. But nowadays, he says, since we have no doubt as to the calendar, we're just keeping 2 days of Yom Tov, even though there is no doubt, therefore it must have the status of a kedusha. Amar Abaye, kavatei d'rav mistavra. It's reasonable to say that this halacha is like Rav that says, nolda bazeh mutar bazeh d'tnan. When there was damage done to the signal system, they used to have flares, signal flares, going from one mountain to another to announce the time of the Kiddush HaChodesh. When the Kutim, the Samaritans, caused trouble, hitkinu shiyei shalchim shluchim yotzim. Ve'ilu batlu Kutim. If this interference with the flare system would cease, avdinan chadyom. Ve'hecha damatu shluchim avdinan chadyom. And anyway, if you had a situation in those regions in which the messengers would reach, they would also only keep 1 day. Therefore, he says that the fact that we're keeping 2 days has to do with a safek, not with some other ingredient. If that's the case, now that we know the fixed calendar, why do we keep 2 days? Mishum deshalchu meitam, because we got a message. Hizaharu ben enhagarotechem biyadechem. Keep your original custom. Zamnim degazru hamalchut gzeira ve'atu la'al kulkule. Perhaps there will be some gzeira. And there will be problems, and therefore keep your original custom. Let's take it, Rashi. Rashi offers a strange explanation of what this gzeira could be. The gazri hamalkut gzeira. Rashi says shelo yitasku b'torah, that they won't study Torah. V'yishtakhu v'yishtakeach soda ibur michen. And you guys will forget the calendar. V'tavdu nami chad yoma v'yatila al kukuli v'lasot chaser malei umalei chaser v'tochlu chalp meitz b'pesach. Exactly what Rashi is saying isn't clear. I mean, if they're going to forget the calendar, who's going to forget the calendar? The entire community in Bavel is going to forget the calendar. Then what help is it going to do to have 2 days Pesach instead of one? Maybe you should have a week of Pesach on either side in order to avoid this problem. So the question of what the Gemara is saying is very difficult, and we will read through several different explanations of what the Gemara is about. So let me again pass out a whole lot of material on the second days of Yom Tov.
If they would have had quota signals, we would have kept on the Yom Tov now. Okay.
That's right.
Quota signals. I could talk.
I'm getting cold.
Yeah, I'm just getting cold. I think I kept my
coat. Okay. Yeah, I have a coat. Maybe I'll put it on. All right, so let's start off again. This time I'll start with a Chacham speech. Since he's our hero of the evening. This is, of course, a famous tshuva. We must have studied it at least a dozen times in this shiur, but it can't hurt to study it one more time. Okay. Sha'alta. Sha'alta. B'nei chutzal la'aretz ha'olim la'aretz Yisrael derech ha'ra'i. Someone pays a visit, you go to Eretz Yisrael for a vacation. Okay? Heich yitnahagu v'shalosh v'galim. Im kivnei Eretz Yisrael o kivnei chutz la'aretz. You're taking a trip from Boston to Yerushalayim and you're there over Yom Tov. Do you keep one day Yom Tov or do you keep 2 days Yom Tov? That's his question. Tshuva. נראה להניח את העתיד את צריכים הם להתנהג בענייני המועדים כי אחד מבני ארץ ישראל התושבים. That if, even if you're paying a short visit to Eretz Yisrael, you keep one day of Yom Tov. You do not keep 2 days of Yom Tov. ואין זה בכלל חומרי מקום שיצא משם. This, although there's a general principle that people should keep the chumros of their original community, even if they're visiting some other community temporarily, לא מבואי בתפילות וברכות וקריאת ספר תורה שאינן חומרות בעצם. After all, you can't say that if you're davening a Yom Tov, if you're davening, that's a chumra, as opposed to davening a תפילה של חול, שהרי אם בא להחמיר לברך ולהתפלל תפילת המועדים בזמן שאינו מועד, אבל רבה בידו. To the contrary, if you're davening a מוסף of Yom Tov on a day that's chol, you're actually committing an avera. אלא אפילו במלאכה mutarin hen. But even to actually do any melacha is permissible. Because, she'ilu haya kol anshei hamakom she'atzu misham kan b'kriyot. Suppose the entire community, the whole young Israel, picked itself up and moved to Yerushalayim, you certainly would not keep then 2 days of Yom Tov. In other words, that's a sign. Pshita she'asurim hayu la'asot yoter miyom echad, mishum bal tosin. שערי הישן בשמיני בסוכה לא כן, וכן בפסח ושבועות, עשה יום אחד יותר מהמצווה עובר על בל תוסיף. ולא אמרו נותנים עליו חומרי מקום שיצא משם, אלא בחומרה שרשעים בני המקום שיצא מזה, משם לנהוג חומרתם במקום הנהוגים כולו, אף הם יקבעו דירתם במקום הלז. אבל דבר שאילו באו בני המקום החומר למקום הכולו וקבעו דירתם בו היו אסורים לנהוג חומריהם, וזה לא אמרו. ויאף תשלחו מאיתם היזהרו במנהג אבותיכם דילמה גזדו שמדה ויוטו לקולקולי, אך קלקל הגופה לא שייכה אלא כשהם במקומם בחוץ לארץ, אבל ביותם בארץ ישראל לא שייכה. וכיוון שבארץ ישראל איסור הוא להוסיף יום אחד על מצווה, ואין ביד אנשי ארץ ישראל להוסיף יום אחד יותר מהכתוב בתורה, ולהחמיר, אף הבאים מחוץ לארץ אסורים הם לנהוג שני יום טובים של גלויות, כל זמן שאין בארץ ישראל, אפילו דרך הרעי. כיוון שהמקום גורם, ואין זה בכלל חומרי מקום שיצא משם, ואני עדיין כתבתי צוי אשכנזי. Clear, clean, and simple. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, you keep one day Yom Tov, you don't keep 2 days.
It works the other way around.
Of course.
Okay.
When Israelis are here.
How can we practice outside this shear? I know of nobody.
Sure.
A lot of people who act that.
What do you mean?
The what?
I know someone who goes on there. Ignores.
What, when you go there?
Sure.
That's what I've always done.
Just one side.
I said outside of the people of the shir. I said,
I've never been. You're disqualified because you come to the shir.
Now, obviously, some people have done it then.
Well, Shmuel Salant closed down when they tried to have a second day Yom Tov in Yerushalayim. He ordered them to padlock the doors. I don't know.
Perhaps he always seems somewhat so sensible.
He always had a second minion. Echal Shlomo.
Yes.
It's for the tourists.
Always had the second minion, you know, the Yom Tov Shabbos.
It's absolutely wrong. The Chamsvi is very clear, it's very straightforward.
Are there people that argue with him? There's another side to this.
There's another side to this question?
I'm not saying that there's another correct side, I'm saying there's another side presented.
Yes, but I don't choose to
I always wonder why even here, now we have a calendar that we're batel the mitzvah of tefillin, which is d'oraisa.
Should?
But here, today, here, I don't mean... Here,
you mean as far as the question of tefillin is complicated altogether, but you put on tefillin during Kol HaMoed?
Yeah. Yes. But I also don't put on tefillin on the Yom Tov Sheni.
Right. Now, look, the question, now let's get back to a more serious historical question. I don't think I'm getting too cold to actually do it, so I'll just guide you through the sources here rather than reading through them with you. I Xeroxed for you two... important sources. One is from Kasher, Nachum Kasher's book. He has this, you probably all have it in the house. This is from the Torah Shlema, but it's from the volume on. He has his, in Bo, right? There's one pasuk, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. One pasuk is the entire volume. He really outdoes himself in his Torah Shlema. He has devoted one entire volume to the explanation of this one pasuk, and I've just taken a little extract from that volume, in which he collects a whole lot of sources, or very many alternative explanations of this short passage in the Gemara and Beitza. So I Xeroxed for you that chapter dealing with Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, and also I Xeroxed from you a little bit of the first chapter of the same book. I did them out of order. Let me see where it's a good place to start. Maybe we'll take... The English is from my article. That's the thing that I wrote, was it 25 years ago? Something like that.
Gantz.
That's the introduction that I wrote on this subject to Gantz's collected works. So it was an excuse to write an article. And so that's a little hard to come by, I think, nowadays. So that's my article from about 20 to 25 years ago.
And you haven't changed your mind.
And I haven't changed my mind. I guess I haven't changed my mind. The only place where there might be some possibility of my having changed my mind is on the issue of what to do in practice as far as Shabbat is concerned in Japan.
Australia?
Australia is not a problem. I think then as now, the Chazon Ish and I would have said that Australia goes to the east.
It's still an island, Japan. Right?
What?
If Japan is still the island as opposed to China or...
That's the question. The question is whether the dateline is drawn on the boundary of the Asian continental mass, in which case the Shabbat would be on the... on what is now called Sunday in Japan. That was the opinion of the Chazon Ish in the 1940s, and it's certainly the most logical opinion in my mind. And I wrote some detailed explanation of why I felt that to be the case. And in the ensuing 50 years, the practice has gone against them. So here's the situation where the various Jewish communities in Japan are keeping Shabbat on Saturday and not on Sunday, and therefore it's not so much an issue of my having changed my mind, but as having been outvoted. And at some point or other, one has to agree that the practice outweighs the theoretical analysis. And so, reluctantly, I would say that history has proven me wrong on that particular point. But other than that, I don't think I've changed my mind on anything. Okay. So I'm getting too cold to continue. But you can just read a whole lot of in Kasher's work, you can read a whole lot, 7 or 8 different opinions as to the explanation of what this Gemara means, Hizahubim and Hagavot Dechem Biyadechem, and what the origins of the second day of Yom Tov really were. According to some, the thing goes all the way back. And for a general overview of the Jewish calendar, I still recommend my article. it's been attacked here and there and defended here and there over the last 25 years, right? Zvi has been a good supporter of, and has brought a lot of evidence, more recent evidence.
I saw one of his writings.
In which he brings evidence from some unearthed manuscripts to support my point of view, so...
Where has he been attacked?
Yeah.
What's his name? Gerson, who is the head of the JTS?
Oh, Cohen?
Yeah.
Cohen passed away.
In some publications, he attacked New Italy, and then there was some... I don't know. There was a recent article which sort of lukewarmly agrees with my explanation of the Machlokas between of Sal Yagon and the mayor. But that was, I just don't remember, somebody showed it to me last summer in Israel. In fact, I'm going to Israel. I tried to recover it when I got back here, but I forgot the reference. But Zvi has written a whole lot of articles, which basically strengthened my position over the years.
Where was this published?
This was published as an introduction to a book, which was a collection of articles by Solomon Gans. Do you remember him? At any rate, he wrote a collection of articles. The book was called Hebrew Astronomy and Mathematics, and it was published by Ktav Publishing Company in New York. But my article, which is the one that I like in that collection, is you've got the complete copy. So, that's it. Do you have Zvi's?